Hi, I'm Ava.
I'm Neve.
And I'm Brayden.
And this is Return to Camp Half-Blood,
the English class that you always wanted.
Where we analyze the Percy Jackson and Heroes of Olympus books through a new theme every week.
We don't even feel like the gods have any emotional stuff in it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, like, it's so interesting to watch these relationships. At first, you're like, they don't happen. But then you do think about real world examples of, like, not everyone has a good relationship with their family. Some people have very transactional relationships with their family.
Oh, Percy presses temples, please, no more complicated words. Oh, home is not a complicated word. Agnes said it completely sincere. I thought it was, but now you have unbound us from this place. What a fucking good quote. Because she, like, says, like, a bunch of complicated words that I can't pronounce about, like, the nymphaeum and something else. And Percy's like, oh my god, stop with complicated words. And she's like, oh, home's not a complicated word. I was like, oh.
I also just feel like Kyone is like a hyper pop star. I feel like that aesthetic makes sense for her. I would cast Kim Petras as Kyone.
I think I actually have to go with Coach Hedge.
I'm kidding, it's for Reyna. Duh! Fucking duh. Who do you think I am?
I was kind of hoping you were serious. No. I was like,
I love Coach Hedge. I think he's fierce as hell.
Pour one out for Coach Hedge.
Yeah, pour one out, absolutely.
New baby.
But you know, it's what I gotta do.
Blackjack, you don't take care of him, you don't feed him, you don't wash him, as far as I know. Anybody that Pegasus is free to rent out his work as he sees fit, and he's like, I wasn't sure if I was more angry or amazed or worried. I
feel like Blackjack has a life too. Like,
he's a thoughtful agent.
Literally,
he's so boring.
He's just always telling somebody else's story.
Like, these could have all been third person chapters, and it wouldn't have made a difference.
Yeah.
That is a big complaint I think some people have with the series, where, like, Frank, for example, is out of all the POVs, I think he's like sixth or seventh place out of all the characters that have POVs in this book series.
But I also feel like with one more appearance, maybe I'll start to like be like, oh, it's Pete, you know?
Yeah, and it's always helpful.
It might become funny, in a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's just sometimes where we hate something, and then like, Kelly.
True. Like, she turned the corner. She turned the corner.
So, I'm hoping for Peach's
redemption era eventually, but yeah. It's not right now.
No, it's not this week, for sure. What's even interesting is, like, Coach Hedge is like, I would understand smashing his head in with a baseball bat, but you erased him. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot.
Yeah.
It's also just like, what are Nico's powers anymore? And like, what in his, like, godly parentage allowed him to do something like that? But I guess it was like, I don't know. It was built up for sure.
Yeah. And I think Rick does justify it well in being like, well, he doesn't even know.
Yeah.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.